Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Oh, thank God, man. I was worried we weren't going to get somebody from Charlotte, North Carolina in here tonight. I was really, really concerned that nobody from Charlotte, North Carolina was going to show up. But there he came, ladies and gentlemen, and he told us he's here. Everybody, it's okay. We can all chill out. Charlotte, North Carolina is in the house. No offense, man. I'm just playing, dude. You know I love Carolina. All right, so. Whew, man, how'd you guys like that video? That's actually a really badass video. Actually pretty freaking wild. I love it. I don't know. Just rolling up alongside somebody and just laying down some freaking scunion. I mean, it doesn't really get much better than that, to be perfectly honest with you. I don't know who's in that truck. And truthfully, I really could care less who's in that truck. I mean, just it's a good thing he's gone. And you know who else I don't care about? This guy right here. This guy I don't care about. San Diego Navy sailor convicted of espionage over secrets sold to China. You'll never guess how much this moron was actually paid by China for those particular secrets. A whopping $12,000. 12 grand, that's it. 1, 2, followed by 3 zeros, 12,000. And guess what that landed him? Life in prison, yay! So he's gone, yeah, he's in prison. So and I would say that's our retard award for the day, but unfortunately it's not. You know, like, oh no, no! No, my favorite video. Oh my goodness. I've been waiting forever to share this. No. I've got to find it. Nope. Nope. I have to get this video real quick. I don't know why it's not playing. I don't care. It's got to exist. There's more than one copy of that sucker. Oh, come on, come on, come on. Where'd it go? Oh, it was such a good video. They took it down. No, no. Well, ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, it's not working. But what ended up happening was this guy ended up, I know. Find it, right? Find it. You got to get it. You got to find it. But it's like apparently showing a Muslim on a bus in Canada with a knife that walks up to Canadian citizens and asks, "Are you a Muslim?" And when they respond, "No," he pulls out a giant butcher knife and goes after them. Apparently, the videos just get taken off the internet because, you know, Canada is about as close to communism as you can get, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, I hear up in Canada, too, you guys. I know. I hear up in Canada, too, you guys have given like Hamas copyrights to the October 7th videos. Good job, guys. I mean, like, really well done, Canada. You guys are crushing it. Crushing it, copyrighting videos for Hamas. So maybe that's why this got pulled, you know? We didn't ask the care whether or not this video can get shared, you know? I have no idea. I have no idea. No clue whatsoever. Yeah, big old Jinsu knife just whipping it out to go freaking behead a guy. Oh my goodness. Well, if you ever are faced with a guy like that as we wait on everybody else to roll in, I'm not going to show you guys some crazy stuff and new active threats that are out there on the street without actually showing you how to take care of it.
Nothing beats it.
No, amigo, no.
And right now, save up to £240 for a family of four.
No.
Book now with Jet's Holidays.
Oh, dude got tagged straight in the freaking head, man. They whopped him right in the head. Hold on. We're going to go back and we're going to take this part in slow-mo. We're going to take that. We're just going to slow it down. We're going to do playback speed. We'll do like 0.5 on that sucker. All right. Oh, my goodness. AP Penn's in the house, gifting out 10 Speak the Truth memberships already. We'll get into Putin's response here in just a sec, but I had to get this crap out of the way. Wait for it. I mean, that is some freaking aim. That is a brick. That guy originally ducked, and if he would have remained ducked, you know, he stood up in the brick connected with his head. Like he had it ducked, but then he didn't. You know what I mean? Anyways, if anybody walks up and asks you that question, now you know what to do. Just go grab the biggest knife or grab the biggest brick laying around and just chuck it really quick at somebody's forehead if they have a knife in their hand. Because now you know, like, that's the new MO and that's what's coming. Oh, God. All right. So Putin's response to Trump. Yep. That definitely happened overnight last night over inside of Ukraine. If you're over on, I don't know, Europe, overseas, somewhere, it's already tomorrow your time. And then the night before that, over inside of Ukraine, the largest U.S. factory that produces things like coffee pots and crock pots, massive factory over inside of Ukraine, got bombed by Russia last night. There's nothing that says, I want a peace deal. Let's end this war. Like, I'm going to bomb the largest U.S. factory over inside of Ukraine. That definitely went down. Gotta love freaking Russia for that. We're going to get into that here in just a little bit. Also got some lovely videos coming out from you because Russia decided to bomb a U.S. factory. I figured what better than showing a couple Russians getting deleted on the front line tonight and showing more Russian oil pipelines getting blasted. Russia's oil inside of, and I've been reporting on this now for like the last 2 days, over 13.5% of like Russia's freaking oil supply has been affected recently in all of these bombings of the refineries and the gas pipelines. So now we're up. Let me see if I've got the running total in my head worked up. Now we're up to 13 separate strikes on Russian oil refineries and gas pipelines. Over inside of Iran, believe it or not, protests have broke out because they started to run out of water. Can't make that up. They're upset because they've been running out of water. So protests actually started erupting over inside of Iran. People got really upset. And, you know, you're talking about uprisings and everything else. Apparently, people are over there shouting, no Gaza, not Lebanon. My life is for Iran. The people in thirst and darkness, the officials in comfort and light, freedom, freedom, and freedom. I think you get the idea. I don't think I need to play a bunch of Iranians chanting the same crap over and over, but what I will do is show you how it progressed over the day because it slowly started to grow. Look at this. Yeah, slowly, until eventually it turned nighttime. And then the cops decided that it was time to show up. And when the cops decided to show up, the protesters decided to see if they could get the cops in on it. So I believe I told you guys that we had until about the end of summer, towards the end of August, until I felt like things were going to like start upticking a little bit over inside of Iran, and we were likely going to start seeing some sort of uprisings taking place. Why did I put a timeline on it like that? Well, it just felt appropriate at the time. Plus, you know, Iran's looking at enriching more uranium. Plus, we know Mossad's been over there bombing the crap out. Well, allegedly, Mossad's been over there bombing the crap out of things and blowing up more factories. And I think that we are starting to get to that point where we might be looking at like a forced insurrection by an intelligence agency, possibly other than the United States of America for once. So everybody go ahead and rejoice. The United States of America looks like is actually staying the heck out of this one. Now we're going to take, and I'm going to take you guys up over into good old Ukraine. Let me go up to the map. Oh, I don't even know if we need to do this, but I'm going to do it anyways. We're going to go up. Oh, you know what I want to do? This is what I want to do. I want to take you guys up over to Ukraine because Russia did do a buttload of bombing. We ended up having drones that were landing up over in Poland the other day, like up over here. It was pretty deep behind the border. Angelo, shipping out Monday. Keep speaking the truth, bro. Dude, Angelo, have fun while you're there, my friend. Good luck. Jude Chase, Trump will get tired of Putin's games. Yeah, we'll see about that, man. I don't think he will. I mean, Putin's been playing the same games now for way too long, dude. It seems like every time that they have some sort of a talk, Putin just turns around and ramps things up. Like I got a feeling it's at the point, like every time like Putin is going to like talk to Trump, like everybody in Ukraine's like, all right, we got about 24 hours and we're going to go out and we're going to enjoy some sun. And then here in probably the next, you know, I don't know, when the sun goes down, we're all just going to go ahead and move down to the subway station because we know Russia's going to bomb the crap out of us just to embarrass Trump again. Like, it seems like that seems to be like every freaking time, man. David Broadwell, my brother is on the Iwo Jima, the 22nd Marine Expeditionary Unit over in Southcom. That's awesome. Prayers for him, my friend. W Don't Know coming in, giving out 5 Speak the Truth memberships. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. So just real quick, I want to go over a check to see if they even bothered updating the front line yet over near Pokrovsk, because there has been more rumors of assaults that are going on outside of Pokrovsk. And it looks like the map hasn't even been updated at this point to where like the Russians have been cut off. And the Ukrainians reportedly are on the move down over here, pushing the Russians back. Total villages liberated so far, word I got, were 7 over near Pokrovsk. That's good news. That's good news. Now, how in the world could that have happened? And let's talk about this before we get into freaking Putin's response into the United States. The reason, in my opinion, that likely happened is because of this. And because the Russians tried pushing in and enveloping Pokrovsk, okay? It's right down here in the middle, for those of you guys that don't know. This is Pokrovsk. They've been trying to take that sucker forever, it seems like. And the Russians did have this little breakthrough last week, and everybody was like, oh my God, it's going to be amazing. The Ukrainians are going to get crushed now. And then a couple days later, boop, they get cut off, and boop, they get cut off down here. And now you got a bunch of pockets of Russians that are out there. Well, my feeling, right, is that the Russians, once that breakthrough happened, pushed very hard to try to envelop Pokrovsk, thinking that they were going to have the Ukrainians on the run. I don't think that worked out so hot for them. I think they flexed their troops up over the flank and left a lot of this line weak down over here in like the southeast. Now, who would you put on the line if you're going to be sending units forward to go on an assault? You're going to put your least experienced guys up there to do that? Probably not. You're going to put some more experienced guys on there and you're going to take some of it off the line, right? In addition to that, the other thing that we ended up noticing from all of the people that ended up getting captured by the Russians or from Russia, the Russians got captured by the Ukrainians. There we go. When they ended up pushing through the line, we ended up discovering that they're not getting fed, they're not getting water, and their lives basically suck. They're ill-equipped and they all look like Holocaust victims for the most part, minus the one fat guy that I'm pretty sure already lost like 100 pounds, right? So my opinion is that's exactly what happened, is that Ukraine was able to get these updated intel assessments, figure out what was going on, and then start pushing a little bit deeper in there. Jude Chase helping me pay my light bill. Thank you, sir. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Always need help paying the light bills. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. All right. So that's what I would be assuming like was kind of going on. Now, when we start talking about the bombing and stuff that ended up taking place, first place I'm going to take you to is down over inside of Odessa, right? Because, wouldn't you know it, the Russians decided it'd be a good idea to go after more Ukrainian stuff. Oop, that's the wrong tab. There we go. There's the right one. So they went after a Ukrainian air defense system over near Odessa and allegedly actually had a direct hit.
Mama, take this batch off me. Cause I can't use it.
Is this just like some weird cultural appropriation that I'm not aware of? Like, why do we always have to have music? Like, even when things are getting freaking destroyed, like upbeat music, then we put sad music on it. Like, can't we just have the event? Like, if I had one prayer request for Ukraine, it would be to stop playing music on all your videos. All right. Working Dad. It was just released that Ukraine is producing one flamingo a day. And in a month or two, we will be pumping out a seven a day. I heard that earlier today, Working Dad. That's freaking wild, isn't it? Coming up by the end of the year, I think it was, that they said they're looking at pushing out seven a day. I've got a video of the actual flamingo factory that I played this morning. Remind me if I forget. I'll make sure I get it up on the screen for those that don't know about it. And that's pretty freaking rad. You know, and Ukraine's also been cranking out all of their drones. And I brought this up, and you're going to see some actual like drone winners here in a little bit. But I want to bring this up. And I don't even know if I should. You know what? I'll show you the factory first, and then I'll go back to it. This is a U.S. factory over inside of Ukraine that ended up getting bombed. Like I said, largest U.S. company operating inside of Ukraine. It employs thousands of people over in Ukraine. And it got hit with multiple munitions. Multiple bombs ended up falling on this sucker last night. They wrecked it. Absolutely destroyed. Crushed this freaking factory. Now, we haven't heard an official peep, really, out of the Kremlin. We've heard some things come out from frickin' Lavrov. New gay pride flag. Nailed it, Mikey Mike. Nailed it, friend. Sky God coming in, giving out 2-0 Speak the Truth memberships. So, why would you do this? And we were thinking about this morning, like, why the hell would they bomb an American factory? I actually started thinking, like, well, because they produce coffee pots and they produce this other stuff. They have plastic mold injecting. Seems like a good excuse for Russia to want to go over and hit it. They could say maybe we're helping Ukraine to produce parts for like war machinery or whatever. I don't know. Nope, not the case. Absolutely not the case. Not even the case. What's likely the case is that they're sending a message to the United States of America by bombing our largest freaking factory over there. Privately owned company, literally making crock pots. In Ukraine, Russia decided to bomb the crap out of it. And this thing is nowhere near the front. This thing is all the way over on the western side of the country. Peter's Warhead Vids. Electronics for weaponry? Yeah, after putting crock pots in Bradley these days, I know the Brad's got that little frickin' like MRE heater in the side of it, right? Bradley's got an MRE heater in it. Like maybe Ukraine was upfitting their Bradleys with crock pots instead of MRE heaters and Russia decided to blow it up, but I highly doubt it. Sky's falling on Russia. It needs to. It needs to be falling a heck of a lot more right now. It really does. So, yeah. Should we bomb them back? Good question, because this company is operating over inside of Ukraine. I have no doubt that this is going to go unanswered. Yes, that was not a mistake of me saying it. That's literally me saying it. I have no doubt that this is going to go unanswered, meaning the U.S. ain't going to do diddly squat about it. Not openly, but I bet you we start pumping more weapons and stuff over there. I bet you that all of these freaking peace talk things just kind of go away. This is probably the biggest message that Russia could have sent to the United States. And I feel like I called it. Didn't I call it? I feel like I called it. When I said, I don't see this actually happening, I don't see this going through, I don't feel like Trump actually understands it, but maybe there's a snowball's chance in hell that it actually goes through, but I don't think it will. Well, here it is. I don't think it will, and I don't think it is. I think they literally just bombed the freaking crap out of this place to send the United States a message, because there's literally no other reason for it. Not a single one that I can think of. I haven't heard a peep out of the White House about it. I haven't heard anything out of anybody other than what we've really been talking about on this podcast. You would think that America would have a response to this, but no. You know who did respond, though? Zelensky.
Бажаю здоров'я. Сьогодні весь день в частині наших областей тривали роботи після російської нічної атаки. Масована атака. Більше 500 дронів було, 574 були і ракети, зокрема балістика. 40 ракет. Значну частину всього цього наші воїни збили. І важливо, що є така у нас можливість. Є у нас такі відповідні засоби. Більше 30 ракет ми збили, десятки шахедів знищені нашими перехоплювачами. Дякую всім розробникам та операторам. Але, на жаль, були і влучання. Різні області від Запоріжжя до Волинської області та Закарпаття в Мукачеві. Росіяни фактично спалили підприємство, до речі, американське підприємство виробника електротехніки. І це побутові електроприлади, нічого воєнного. Росіяни точно знали, куди б'ють. Це був ракетний удар.
Now, I'm just going to throw this out there. Zelensky did say that they shot down a good chunk of them. I'm just saying. I wonder if Zelensky was like, you know, if they're heading towards that factory, maybe we can drag America into this sucker. Don't shoot those down. Now, I highly doubt it, because there's no way in hell he would have known where those cruise missiles were going over to strike, and the dang thing ended up like getting freaking destroyed. Not to mention that Ukrainian citizens are the ones that actually work in that factory, and it helps out the Ukrainian economy and all of those other things. So I'm just going to go ahead and take that bad joke that I made and correct it really quick before somebody takes it and misconstrues it into something else. But yeah, it kind of makes you wonder.
Вважаємо, це був цілеспрямований удар саме по американській власності тут в Україні, по американських інвестиціях. Дуже показовий удар. Як і вся ця масована атака, якраз коли світ очікує від росіян чіткої відповіді, відповіді щодо перемовин про закінчення війни, є два формати, в яких реально досягти прогресу, і це формати на рівні лідерів, двосторонній формат Україна та Росія і тристоронній Україна, Сполучені Штати, Росія. Ми обговорювали це у Вашингтоні. Путін говорив про це на дзвінку президенту Трампу. Зараз сигнал з Росії просто, якщо чесно, непристойні. Вони намагаються зіскочити з необхідності проводити зустріч. Вони не хочуть закінчувати цю війну. Вони продовжують масовані атаки проти України та дуже жорсткі штурми на фронті. І ще й запускають ракети по американському підприємству, як і по багатьом іншим абсолютно цивільним нашим мішень. Причому зовсім поруч з кордонами Євросоюзу і НАТО російський ударний дрон залетів на територію Польщі.
You know, Sean, that's a good question. Are you about to see Russian FAFO in real life, or do you think they open a door for us to not hold back on sending in supplies? Yeah, I mean, that's the most obvious course of action that the United States is going to conduct. That we are going to open the floodgates on supplying Ukraine with weapons and equipment after this. I would think that is the most obvious one. I think the most obvious thing in addition to that is going to be making sure some very, very, very harsh sanctions end up going down on Russia. I don't know how many more freaking pipelines and oil refineries that we can bomb, but I got a feeling there's going to be some U.S.-made cruise missiles that are going to get guided in position right on top of some freaking Russian oil refineries as well. Why do I think that? Because sanctions really haven't, I mean, they've slowed the Russian war machine a little bit, obviously, but I think the bigger impact is going to be taking out that oil. Like I said, 30% of their GDP, and you start knocking that sucker out and you really put a hurting on them. Jasmine, just to be clear, I didn't vote for Carney, and those clowns in the House of Commons quite done with Canada. P.S. Shout out to Valhalla VFT Nate for his public invite to go on to the Sean Ryan Show. Oh, Nate. Wait, Nate got invited onto the Sean Ryan Show? Did I miss that? Maybe I did. I don't know. I'll have to text him. Maybe that was a BlackRock or Vanguard property. Nah, I doubt it, man. And you know what? Even if it was, those are massive, massive organizations with a buttload of money. So if it goes in there, I can already hear the conspiracy theories. Obviously, when you own companies that big, they're going to be connected to a lot of things. You know what I mean? Like, that stuff's just going to go down. And I know somebody's listening to this right now that's just like slapping their forehead. That's like, no, Matt, no, it's BlackRock, man. School shooter. Russia. I get it. But it's also common sense. It's a really big company and has got their freaking fingers in like every pot. So obviously it's going to end up going somewhere, right? Anyways, yeah, I mean, to me, this is just one of those things where it was obvious. You know, we've got Putin that obviously doesn't give a crap, and we've got a president that doesn't understand what the hell, the morale's behind the people that are actually fighting this. Jude Chase, this is going to be a Russia second Afghanistan. When more people start missing family members, steady history, it repeats itself. Yes and no. Yes and no. Because while behind, I mean, I see what you're getting at. I see what you're getting at. Difference is that they do hold a good chunk of terrain and that eventually will get cleared out. But the difference is that Ukraine's not running around in those areas for the most part, and that they're going to be continuously lobbing all sorts of munitions over into that Russian occupied territory. And so it's going to be completely and totally unlivable. You know, like the whole area is just going to be trash like it currently is. Can't get water in Donbass. You can't get food anywhere over there. Like everything's just trash. You can't get fuel down in Crimea. Everything's trash. It's totally unlivable. And so what Russia has effectively done is taken the occupied areas at that, not to mention how destroyed, just leveled half of this crap is. I've said it before, like people want to complain about freaking Gaza. They need to go take a look over at Eastern Ukraine, right? Like they need to go take a good hard look over Eastern Ukraine because that place is jacked up. It is unlivable. The conditions are unlivable. The water supplies are ruined. I don't even know what it's going to take to clean up a lot of those water supplies over there, but it's unlivable. And so, yes, it kind of is like that. It's just going to turn into attrition until enough people start complaining over in Russia that this whole thing ends up just ending, I guess, one day. And Russia goes, you know what? We've accomplished the objectives of our special military operation. And maybe it is time for us to go home. I don't know. Maybe it is time for us to go home. Over in the Bryansk Oblast, over inside of Russia, another pipeline ended up getting destroyed. So that's a good thing. So let's take a look at a Russian pipeline getting freaking, you know, just blasted on fire real quick. Good job, Ukraine. Keep it going. Keep it going. Keep it going. There you can see like the refinery itself and the big holding freaking bins that they have. I forget what the hell those things, holding tanks that they have. But yeah, ended up having another strike on that and just burning it down. Now there was a strike on the same line, like at a different location, I guess. And it just ended up getting shut off. And so, yeah, they were like, no, you don't get to play those games. You're not going to use this oil from here on out. We're going to go ahead and destroy this freaking pipeline, making their life 10 times worse. How's that turning out for Russia? Not so good. Dan Boos. Matt, I'm behind and just saw the opening. Is there any of your combat footage floating around? That wasn't mine. I don't know who that was, to be honest. It was just a random video that I ended up finding. I don't think any of my combat footage is floating around. Only thing of mine that's floating around, and I think I've actually played this from time to time. Let's see. And it's not even mine, actually. It belongs to the Wall Street Journal. Let me see if I can find the video. I don't even know if it's still up or exists. I don't even see it, man. I might even have to, I mean, I know it exists. I saw it the other day. Somebody took that and totally changed it. They might have, it might be pulled now. I don't know. I mean, it exists. I don't know. I feel like I'm spending too much time on it though. Smoky Sergeant, speaking of pipelines, why did Ukraine blow up a Hungarian pipeline? I didn't see that one, Smoky. I'll have to go over and take a look at that one. See if I can find that eventually. But yeah, I didn't see that one, my friend. So the Hungarian one, I'm not sure. I'll have to take a look into that. Here we have the Russian oil factory that ended up getting a freaking drone attack last night that's up and lit on fire. So it's not doing so hot. And so they're just continuing to go after them over and over and over. Is it true? Good question. I don't know. I can look into that here in a little bit. I don't like doing things like that because that's a very specific question involving a different country. And sometimes there's some misinformation that ends up floating around about that. And I'm not not a big fan, but here's what I am a big fan of. I'm a big fan. I told you guys, and I promised you that because they decided to bomb a Russian factories, I'd play videos of Russians getting freaking blown up. This guy deserves a marksmanship award. I don't know if drone operators get expert marksmanship badges, but this guy definitely should. Well, boy, had like a David Blaine disappearing trick on that freaking one. Look at how accurate that is, though. I mean, that guy got that sucker right on. You can see it freaking going down. He likely knows where. I mean, the timing it took to get that, dude, so freaking precise. Like, I don't think you guys understand what a work of art that is when it goes down to like being that precise and deleting somebody off the planet with that freaking precision. I mean, that is like at basically it almost hit him on the head. He probably felt that sucker whiz past his shoulders is one of the last things he felt. It's like that old joke. What's the last thing a bug feels when it hits the wind? Or what's the last thing that goes through a bug's mind when it hits a windshield? It's butt. Yeah, kind of like one of them. Yeah, Incog Faraday coming in giving out 10, or no, ah, five Speak the Truth memberships. Dear God. All right, let's keep it on rolling over here. This one, I'm going to be honest with you. I saw it and I was like, what the hell is that thing? And it's just titled it Deadshot. And this guy definitely looks like he's on the back of a freaking motorcycle. It's a little Ruski on the back of a motorcycle, the dang rocket launcher, like some little, I can't do it. This little like MLRS system on his back. Got no idea who thought that was a good idea, dude. That was his leg that went flying. Oh, you're lucky. There was some of them because I was like, you know what? I'm going to play Russians getting blown up tonight. And some of those dang things are so graphic. Even me, like, I can't even, like, pretend like these guys are sleeping. Like, it's obvious they ain't sleeping after they get hit. And so I'm like, I can't even put that one on the freaking screen for you guys at home. I can't put that one on the screen for you guys at home. The other one, obviously, I could. But, yeah, none of them dudes were, like, there's no way YouTube would believe me when I said, these. Look at these little guys. They're all tuckered out. Not even, man. I couldn't do the same thing that I did, like, the other night. Mm-mm. No, they definitely weren't tuckered out. This one I just put in because, you know, to me, former cop, I think it's freaking hilarious. And I just feel like having a little break in the madness. Now, for those of you that are unaware, when this man decided it'd be a good idea to square up with the cop, yeah, taser. You can actually, when he actually goes down to actually like drive stun the dude, he didn't have it buried into him. And instead of giving him a drive stun, he actually just pulled the trigger again. Pretty sure he hit him with a taser 7 because I heard a second pop go off, which means this man's got 4 probes. And from such a close distance, you are supposed to, I'm going to throw this out there. You are supposed to aim for the hip and you are supposed to go above and below like the hip line to get that neuromuscular incapacitation that everybody loves, right? Where they just lock up nice and tight. It almost looked he was aiming pretty dang close to this guy's cojones. Squares up. He's like, you sure you want to do that? Now, maybe hit him like right about here. I'm not sure. You can see where, I mean, it's, I don't know. Yeah, somewhere like right in the abs. Either way, old boy ends up locking up, flipping tight and going down. But listen, you're going to hear the other pop. Yeah, that's a 7. Yep. That sucked. I promise you that second pop sucked. So then he's got 2 probes in the front, 2 probes in the back. So abs and back. And he's just, like, not only that, but then, like, he can take that sucker and drive someone, stun him in the butt. So he's got, like 1, 2, 3, 4, like, 5 plus, like, or 1, 2, 3, 4 plus, I forget how many little nodes it is on there, like, 4 more on there. Like, that did not feel good. I promise you that. I don't know. I like that video. I thought it was pretty cool. Just because it's one clean freaking tase and the cop does it just so calm and clean. I'm going to take that. That's going to be your slight commercial break. And we're going to shift over and we're going to start talking about Israel and Gaza real quick. I'm going to put this up on your screen. This is Ben-Gavir, obviously, right? Everybody knows the belly and that he just kind of hates everything Islamic, right? But this is actually inside of one of the terrorist prisons. And what you're looking at on the wall, and he pooped his pants, probably, and I hope he didn't, because that poor officer and everybody else involved that's working out in that gym is going to have to smell that when they're working out. You didn't think through that when you made that comment, did you, Moxie? No, you did not. No, you did not think about the smell of poo after he got tased in his guts. So, here you have, like, just blown up Gaza on the freaking wall. And I guess what Ben-Gavir is saying is that he put this up there to remind all of these terrorists that Israel is just no longer playing. I just found that one of the most baller moves of all time. Like, if you like, this is the troll of trolls, because these prisoners that are in here, these like terrorists that are locked up in these freaking prisons. Holy crap, the taser actually worked. Someone called donut operator. Yeah, right. Yeah, I know, man. Well, I mean, he was wearing a t-shirt. You got to, and he was shooting them from really close up. But even then, I mean, you don't have a big spread on those probes. Like, if for those of you that don't know, you want like a decent spread on the probes in order to get like the electricity to go, but whatever. But it worked. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it worked. Anyways, yeah, back to the matter at hand here. Sorry. Yeah, stop distracting me, man. Donut. Yeah, start texting people. Call Rich over at Angry Cops. Be like, hey, bro, taser video. You want to analyze it? Be like, hell yeah. Jump up on here. Anyways, all right, back to the matter at hand. This man literally put a freaking photo of Gaza up on the freaking wall, completely and totally wrecked. And you seriously have to appreciate that. I don't know. I appreciate it, and I hope you do too, because that is exactly how prison should be ran. Not only does your life suck, not only do you get masked everywhere you go, and you're just every moment is controlled, but then you get to see exactly what you were fighting for.
תראה מה זה, זה מה שהם רואים בבוקר, אם הם מסתכלים כשהם יוצאים לשעת חצר שלהם, זה מה שהם רואים, ואחד מהם למעלה כאן זיהה את הבית שלו. ככה זה צריך לראות.
He said, look, look, look. This is what they see. You can call it diabolical. Yeah, I don't care what you call it, man. I'm a big freaking fan of it, and I wish more freaking people would be like that. Brian Gill came in giving out 5 Speak the Truth memberships when I wasn't looking, apparently. When will you go on unsub? I don't know. Not really my thing, but I don't know. Whenever they say, hey, Matt, you want to go on the unsub podcast? I'd be like, sure, man. Why not? Yeah, I don't know. Not that, because I don't really feel like that. It's not really my thing. Got my own thing going on, and I just keep going, man. I don't know what to tell you. All right. Now, why would it be so important? And I'm playing this next video immediately following that video because I want you guys to understand how flipping ridiculous the people inside Gaza actually are.
والحمد لله اللهم اجرنا بمصرنا واخلفنا خيرا منها ونتنياهو مستعدين نضحي كمان وكمان 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 اللهم خذ من دمائنا وارواحنا واولادنا وكمان عند احفاد 2 مستعدين هذول سبيل الله كلنا سبيل الله الله اكبر ولله الحمد الله اكبر ولله الحمد الحمد لله وهي ذكريات لكل الشهداء
Like, y'all see the crazy in this woman's eyes? Like, can you imagine being raised by that right there? Anybody at all? Anybody? Can you imagine being raised by that? And her just telling you every single day of your life, you're going to be a martyr. You're going to be a martyr. You're going to grow up and you're going to be a martyr. You're going to grow up and you're going to be a martyr. And imagine the delusion that takes place in this freaking lady's head. That all 4 of her kids are killed. And she's happy because they're all in paradise. Not to mention, she ain't starving. We'll freaking start there. She ain't even remotely close to starving. Yeah. Thank you, Truth Matters. You that came across my screen the same exact time I was saying it. This is not an isolated case at all. And when I say the Gaza Strip is going to need to be re-educated in 6 months when they're done taking it over, I mean the Gaza Strip is going to need to be like, what do you do with people like that? Where do you put them? Do you let them breed? Serious question. Would anybody want this woman adopting their child or any child for that matter? I think the answer is a resounding no. And the question is what is Israel going to do about this? How would you solve that problem? I'm really curious how anybody would solve that flipping problem. And you can't say just leave them alone because leaving them alone is what got us in this mess in the first flipping place. You can't just leave them the hell alone. Egypt won't take them. Egypt actually treats them like second-class freaking refugees. They beat them worse than they do redheaded stepchildren. If you guys haven't looked into how Egypt treats the Palestinians that are like the 100,000 that have gone in there, you probably look that up. Or wait, if only there was a YouTube channel devoted for teaching you guys things about that. Somebody someday will figure it out, and they'll probably do a show on it likely tomorrow and explain all of that to you. Tonight, though, that same channel is probably just going to show you messed up things coming out of Gaza. Again, when you raise your children to this extent, this is what happens. That is why Ben-Gvir is going to put up a freaking giant poster of leveled Gaza inside of the prison. That's why. That is exactly why that's got to go up there, and it's never going to change. I don't know how to say this. You know what? I need to stop because this is broadcasted live and people record me. It's not okay. What do you do with this? There's a very socially unacceptable answer that would solve this problem, in my opinion, right? And I don't blame it on the human beings that are doing it. I'm just saying at one point, God flooded the earth. That's all I'm saying, man. At one point, God looked at the earth and was like, that's a problem, and hit the reset button. Throwing it out there. Matt, would I flood the tunnels? No, I wouldn't. It's because I know there's hostages in there. Hugh Chase, that woman has Jamestown syndrome. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, she does. Yes, she does. You guys are neocons. Oh, God. Oh, God. We have a Tucker Carlson fan in the house, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, look out. Tucker Carlson fan. Do you read Mein Kampf before you go to bed, buddy? Is that what you do? Do you want to tell us all why Sharia law is great? Do you want to start telling us why there's no crime? You could leave the keys in your Ferrari running around over in Doha. Is that what you want to do? Is that what you want to tell us about? You want to tell us why it's so safe over there? You want to start advocating for cutting everybody's hands and feet off? Huh? You want to advocate for women getting put to death when they accuse a man of rape and can't bring the right number of witnesses in? You want to tell us all about that life? Is that what you want to do? Is that what you're doing? No? 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 How about this? How about this? Sometimes war is the answer. Sometimes war is the answer, dude. I don't know how to express that to you any harder. Just like Ukraine can't sit back and go, you know what, Russia? We know that if we just raise a white flag and walk over and talk to you about this and ask you to stay right there and don't do anything else, that everything's going to be okay. They tried that. That's exactly what they did in Crimea. And you know what Russia did? They launched a freaking attack. You know what Ukraine did? They got their butts attacked because they allowed Russia to move in and do bad things. You see these people up over here on the screen? These ones right here? Yep, they've been living there the whole freaking time. And you know what Ukraine did in 2005? They pulled every freaking ounce of Jew out of Ukraine. Bro, they dug up graves. There was not a single freaking Jew inside of Gaza. They pulled bones out that place. Nothing left. What did Hamas do? Well, they got elected into power in 2007 by these nut jobs. Do I need to play the lady going again on the screen for it to sink in? The lady that was celebrating that four of her kids got martyred? There's no freaking way you think that these people can live in a civilized society. All they want to do is destroy Israel. All Russia wants to do is destroy Ukraine. All Iran wants to do is blow the Jews to hell with nuclear weapons. And you can't rationalize with those people. And if you think you can, bro, and I hope, I pray that you are a parent. I pray you're a parent and your child tells you to kiss his butt one day. You tell him, hey, son, go in there and go clean your room. And the kid's like, no, dad, I'm not going to clean my room. And he refuses to go in there. What are you going to do? You're going to punish him? You're going to take his door? And he's going to sit there and tell you to kiss off? And nothing is going to get done? Right? You're going to sit there and demand that he does everything right as he laughs in your face? And he's going to run downstairs and slap you on the back of the head, turn around and run right back up, and you ain't going to do shit about it because you have no balls. The fact is, sometimes war's the answer. Period. And if we as a society realized that a long time ago and actually handled these problems before they got out of control, we wouldn't be in this place where this is occurring. Do your kids do this, my friend? Do your kids do that? I'm the neocon. Because I say that this can't be in a civilized world when the fact is I just recognize that these people shouldn't be allowed to exist, period. Radical Islamic jihadists have no place on the planet Earth whatsoever. They shouldn't be given quarter, period. You know who else would agree with that? Every freaking Muslim that I was fighting beside when we went over and were beating the shit out of ISIS. Every single Muslim that I was fighting alongside to eradicate ISIS agrees with that statement. Every single one. You, on the other hand, who want to call me a neocon, who likely haven't, like, the most anger that you've ever done likely takes place on your own wiener in your mom's basement. Like, that's the most rage you've ever got out of your system in your life. The hardest thing you've had to do is decide what freaking Twinkie or Ho-Ho flavor you want to bring downstairs as you angry type on your keyboard. But I'm the neocon. You're welcome, jackass. Brian Gill coming in, giving out 10 bucks. Facts with just a big fire emoji. And says, speaking the truth. Yeah. Why? Because that's what we do over here. I don't know if you guys know this or not. It's kind of like the name of the show. Do not ever negotiate with terrorists. Soul says, okay, Matt, we got this. Everybody calm down. All right. Everybody calm down. Whew. Brother. Wow. Yep. Their life is so hard over there inside Gaza. Look at this. They got brand new Hyundais today. That's very real, by the way. Came for the news, stayed for the roast. Jude Chase, F. Tucker Carlson. Matt Wami, I love your channel. I just wish I would spend less time talking to the idiots in the chat. However, the wiener comment was hilarious, right? Yeah, it was. No, hey, listen, that's a brand new Hyundai. I want to say it's a Sonata. Maybe, I don't know. I'm not a Hyundai guy. Not really what I do. I don't know if I could. Do they write it in squiggly on the back or in English? No, it's in English. I just can't read what it says. But listen, I have no idea what the hell that thing's doing over there. That's a famished Hyundai with like extremely dark tinted windows so that they could pull over and do as much jihad as they want. This also isn't the only one that ended up going around in there. Speak the truth. Now kick the guy out so we can focus. I'm focusing, man. I'm focusing. And there's mods in the chat. The mods can handle it, you know? Like, generally speaking, I allow people to say stupid stuff like that so that I can have a good time, right? But yeah, look, I don't know what the hell this thing's doing over there or why it got in there, especially if there's so many freaking, I don't want to say this, alleged problems with famine that's over there right now. Why the hell are we allowing in brand new vehicles rolling in? I'm pretty sure that's a Lebanese license plate, if I remember correct. So why is it in there? No idea. Oh, is he running his mouth again in the chat? This is always fun. Sean Hughes, much love from the free state of Florida. Sometimes we have to meet hate with hate. And you know, Sean, I could have guessed that you were from Florida because you guys are allowed to run over the dumb Palestinian protesters that are standing in the street and won't get out of the way. Tom Bone says, facts don't care about your feelings. Stay brutally honest. Well, thank you, Tom. I will continue to stay brutally honest. Really, really appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, it seems like every freaking day that there is always one that wants to jump in here, right? Like every day there's somebody that wants to jump in and be like, but neocon, but Zionist, but this, but that. And they all just like want to go over and run their mouths. And by the way, let's talk about this for a hot sec. This actually came out of The Guardian. That's right. This came out of The Guardian. If you can't tell by like, I wanted to make sure that I put a thumbnail over top of every single one of these. Guardian ended up coming out and stating that according to Israeli intelligence, 83% of the deaths reported by the Gaza Ministry of Health were civilians caused by the Israeli defense. 83% of the 62,000. So, you know, I had to take that and I had to break that down. Matt, you could never be a Nazi. Linda, you're correct. I can't be a Nazi. 1,000%. I can't be a Nazi. Nope. I wouldn't. Not even remotely close. So I took that number because The Guardian wrote that ridiculous article. I went over it and I broke it down. And I hope that that guy that called me a neocon is still in here listening, because I will break down all of his crap just for him. So Gaza Ministry of Health. First, we're going to take the 22,000 estimated enemy KIA. Guys like this that got crushed by a tank yesterday inside Gaza. 22,000. You could automatically take that and subtract it from the 62,000 the Gaza Health Ministry says. That within itself puts it below the 83 percentile range. All right. Just that simple figure. That's beyond obvious that has been destroyed inside Gaza. It takes you down below the 83 percentile range. Not even freaking close. Actually, it takes you down to 65%. Then you take the 14,000 rockets that have misfired and the, or I'm sorry, you take the 14,000 rockets that they fired with a 10 to 20% misfire rate, averages out anywhere between 1,500 to 3,000 civilian deaths from their very own rockets. And I don't know if you guys remember the Al-Ahli Hospital from October 18th of 23, where they claimed that 471 people actually ended up perishing. And then we end up finding out that it was actually a PIJ rocket that hit it. Now, if we want to take the, and I remember reporting on this back then, I think the numbers, the actual numbers were like 10 or 12, but seeing how we're taking the Gaza Health Ministry numbers and holding that as a freaking gospel, let's go ahead and hold their feet to the fire on this one. Palestinian Islamic Jihad, according to the Gaza Health Ministry, or the Gaza Ministry of Health, killed 471 people in that parking lot right there. Just throwing that out there, and nobody's complaining about the freaking PIJ schwacking civilians now, are they? Then we can take and add to that number an extra 3,000 to 5,000 mortars that have been fired at a minimum over inside of there. And we can average that out between 2,500 to 5,000 civilian casualties in total just by indirect fire from Hamas and the PIJ. And it likely got even higher. And as you can see that I've written right up here on your computer screen, Hamas not shooting mortars from a civilian tent. By the way, it is. By the way, that's not a bag of humanitarian aid that they're using and trying to hold the tube in place while they are shooting them. Maybe he was trying to talk to them about an extended warranty for their tank. It is possible. Oh, almost forgot. 3.4 out of every 1,000 citizens inside Gaza would die on a daily basis on average in 2023. That means you can take another 14,000 off that freaking figure. I hope somebody's keeping track here as we go through this. By the way, that's not a starving child. That is another sick child. And do you know how to tell that child's actually sick? And I chose this picture in particular because this came off a major mainstream media outlet. You can see the belly on that child. Look at the belly on that child. And this is a child that they trying to pass off as being freaking starving. Nope, sick. Perfectly healthy mother, perfectly healthy baby sitting right there. But nope, that's a starving freaking child over in Gaza. Wrong. That child has a disease. It's sick, not starving. Anyways, so 14,000 natural deaths since the start. So we take those numbers, the 62,200 minus the 22,000 enemy KIA, the 2,000 to 4,500 killed by rocket and mortar misfires, and subtract the 14,000 natural deaths, and you come out to 21,692 civilian casualties in total. Now, there's a hell of a lot more things that we could have ended up putting up on the screen, but if you use the word neocon and you scream there's a genocide in Gaza, maybe it's time for me to remind you that Hamas kills gay people. Maybe, just maybe, it's time to remind you that Hamas kills gay people. Maybe you didn't know that because you had your head stuck so far up Tucker Carlson's butt, you didn't actually bother to do any research. Just throwing that out there. Hamas kills gay people. There's a reason I'm saying it. Adopt MK Ultra for Palestine, industrial scale. Yeah, maybe, man. I could get behind that. Bullet magnet in the house, gifting out 10 Speak the Truth membership. Somehow I missed that one. Whew, man. Man, man, man. Just going to leave that up on the screen for a second. Let this marinate. You guys just go ahead and take that in. Stop trying to get me on their side, Matt. Ron Jones. Ron Jeremy. Ron Jones. Ron Jeremy. Whatever your name is. You can do what you got to do, man. But why do I care about them? I don't. I really don't. They're busy painting sidewalks and complaining when the city paints back over top of them. That's their biggest freaking problem that they have going on. Count Dracula. Ooh, man. Ah, anybody else want to call me a neocon and just get me raging about things that'll just piss everybody off in this world? I don't mind. I'll do it. I'll do it again tomorrow. That's what I'm here for. Ladies and gentlemen, not going to lie. Hope you enjoyed tonight's show because I know I sure did. I know I did. I'm going to be right back here tomorrow morning, first thing, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, I want to wish you the best. Peace, love, happiness, and God bless. I am out of here.
Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.